throughout the film. Nice Insurance Agency, Motor Motor Sales of Caro, Clark Ramsey, Farm Bureau Insurance, Corolla Kohler Propane, nobody gives you gas like Kohler, and Pigeon Telephone in Harcho's Ben Franklin, as well as the Main Street Cafe, all in beautiful downtown Pigeon. The seller transmission of this broadcast is carried by Thumb Styler, the talk of the thumb. We've broken down the visiting Bad Axe Hatchets. Now it's time for the home team, the Cass City Redhawks. They're 10-3 overall, 5-1 in league play, which puts them at first place, tied with Reese at the same exact record at 5-1. Last time these two teams met at Bad Axe, Cass City won by 22. This season at home, Cass City's only played 4 games of their 13 so far and have gone 3-1. Overall, the Cass City offense scores 48.6 points per game and allows 43.3, so plus 5.3 points per game in the Redhawks' favor. At home, Cass City averages 50.2 compared to their defense of 44.7. So the Redhawks have a 5.5 advantage over their opponents. Their only loss at home comes from Harbor Beach 50-59 early in the season. Now at John Moody, we look inside the Cass City huddle.
For Coach Aaron Fernald's Cass City Redhawks, they have been on a mini tear as of late. Now we've come to expect a balanced inside-outside attack with 6'8" Cole Israelson anchoring the inside. But I think the key to this game is going to be how senior point guard Cody Orban can go ahead and carry the offensive load while he is also involving the rest of his teammates. Well, we've already said that Cass City is susceptible to a tempo-down kind of defense. I don't know if Bad Axe is going to employ that, but if Cass City does run into it, what they can do is get into switching back defenses, and that will create a fast break for them.
Cass City's story, they're going for their third straight victory tonight. Their last loss was on the road against Lakers, a game we covered. Before that loss, they rattled off 5 straight victories. Cass City is currently on a 2-game winning streak and have won 7 of their last 8. And this season, they've gone 9-2 on the road. Tonight begins a 4-game homestand for the Redhawks. If Cass City wins tonight, they would improve to 11-3 and 6-1 overall. 6-1 in the GTC West and remain in first place with Reese. Reese has with a victory over Bay City All Saints tonight as well. You're tuned to WLEW Sports 2.5 before tip in a showdown in the west of the Greater Thumb Conference. On your home for high school basketball, WLEW Sports. More pregame after this.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sibuing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The fastest mobile 4G LTE service on the face of the planet is now available in the Thumb area. And the only towers you'll find the fastest 4G LTE service in the Thumb is at Thumb Cellular. Comparing Thumb Cellular's fast 4G LTE service to the other guys is like riding a tricycle on a NASCAR track. With 10 times the speed of 3G, you can video chat with no lag, download music files in seconds, use voice and data simultaneously on your smartphone. If you want to get up to speed, then head to any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky for a complete demonstration on these blazing speeds. And when you leave the Thumb area, your phone will then access Verizon's 4G LTE service nationwide with more coverage than all other networks combined. The best just got better. See Thumb Cellular today.
Do you enjoy doing laundry? I mean, really enjoy it. Didn't think so. Well, it's like life insurance. You don't like to talk about it, you'll eventually get around to it, but not doing your laundry really isn't an option, unless you're into that kind of thing. If you didn't know already, I'm Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. Let me do your laundry for you. Not literally, but let's make sure you have clean clothes to live in for the rest of your life, or the ones you love. Call me, Clark Ramsey, at Farm Bureau Insurance, or look me up on those interwebs at clarkramsey.com. That's clarkramsey.com.
Winter is in full swing and indoor activities are all the rage.
That's right. We at Hartos Bend Franklin and Pigeon have what you need to keep yourself busy during these long, cold winter days and nights.
Take all those pictures of your loved ones and favorite memories and turn them into the scrapbook of your dreams.
We at Hartos have everything for scrapbooking at great prices.
We also have what you're looking for in knitting, sewing, and crochet.
And we carry a full line of painting, drawing, special hobby, and craft supplies. So keep busy this winter with the help of Hartos Bend Franklin at the light in beautiful downtown Pigeon.
Commander, planet Earth is coming into view.
All stations, prepare to land.
What is that? There's a foreign transmission hitting our receivers.
Prepare the weapon systems, target lock, and stand by.
Commander, we have received a transmission.
Put it on the main system.
You are now entering Thumb Cellular's 4G LTE network. Welcome to the largest and fastest network in the galaxy.
Stand down, I repeat, stand down. We need to access this network. Send a transmission back.
Thumb Cellular, this is the promotions we are requesting access to the 4G LTE network. Over.
Promotions, you now have access to Thumb Cellular's 4G LTE service. It's the fastest mobile wireless service available on Earth, 10 times faster than 3G will ever be.
The fastest 4G LTE mobile wireless service is now available from Thumb Cellular, and you will have access to Verizon's 4G LTE service nationwide. For more information, stop by any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky, or visit thumbcellular.com.
Zeros are on the clock, and we're ready to start this thing off. They're currently introducing both teams' starting lineups. We'll first start with the Bad Axe Hatchets. Number 12, Matt Kramer. Number 15, Ben Braden. Number 23, James Canary. Number 25, Tyler Labor. And number 44, Will Sutton. Bad Axe is coached by Jim Quinn. And now for the Cassidy Redhawks. Number 2, Cody Orban, a prolific shooter. Number 4, Colin Hartwick. Number 5, Lucas Shank. Number 11, Jacob Perry. And the big man at 6'8", number 45, Cole Israelson. Cass City is coached by Aaron Fernald. John, why don't you go through the last time that these two teams met?
Last time these two teams met was a while ago now, way back in January 8th. And Bad Axe suffered a 64-42 loss. But for the Cass City Redhawks, who was the big gun for them was Cody Orban, shooting four trays. He had 6 for 6 from the foul line, 24 points. Also, Cole Israelson had 8 field goals, 1 for 2 at the foul line, 17 points. So those are the big guns for them. And don't forget about Colin Hartwick, who chipped in 3 trays for 9 points. For the Hatchets, the one that did the damage on double figures was Ben Braden. He was the only one. Hitting 4 baskets, 3 for 4 at the foul line, 11 points.
Cassidy will be moving right to left across your radio, and Bad Axe will be going left to right. Cassidy in their home whites with maroon trimmed down the sides and maroon lettering and numbers. The Bad Axe Hatchets in the blue jerseys with gold down the sides and gold lettering. And the tip actually goes into Cassidy's hands. Number 11, Jacob Perry, kicks it out. Out to number 4, that's Colin Hartwick, and they reset the offensive top with Orban. Over to Shank on the right wing, top of the key, and it's actually stolen by Bad Axe, number 25. Labor comes down with an easy lance on the left side, and Bad Axe has the first lead of the night at 2-0. We played 20 seconds. 7.5 to play in the first. It's Bad Axe 2, Cass City nothing. The home team, the Redhawks, passed over to Orban on the right wing. Feed it into Israelson on the right block, kicks it up top of the key for, that'd be Perry. He kicks it over into the corner, number 4, Hartwick. This one goes off the mark, and Bad Axe tried to rebound it. Number 15, Ben Braden, goes out of bounds. Last touch by a blue jersey, and Cassidy ball underneath their own hoop.
With Bad Axe's man-to-man, we got a nice little battle with Will Sutton and Cole Israelson.
Orban's passing this one in, and has to hit the safety valve, and the backcourt to number 5, Shank. He's about 80 feet from his own hoop right now. Coming across the timeline, right to left, being guarded by Canary. Dribbling to his left, now to his right. Feeds it into the right corner to Hartwick. It does one dribble, tries to feed it to the right block. Israelson and Will Sutton there to pick it off. Passes it forward to Canary, and it goes through his hands and out of bounds into the Gas City bench. And the Redhawks will get it on the right side of your radio.
That makes it a nice fast break, didn't it? But a little errant pass.
A little bit too fast.